Hello, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collection. This is Jalen. How can we assist you for today?
Hi, I called you guys a little while back and told you that I never ordered this James Bond DB5 007 thing, and I got another parcel in the mail, and it says item amount 5340. So my calculations tell me that you owe me $106.80 because it was deducted from a credit card of mine, which I had to cancel. So what I did was I sent your invoice over to my attorney, and they're going to look into this as fraud because I have never ordered anything from your company, and you've got my credit card number, and you're sending me stuff that I don't want that I never ordered. So when can I receive a check from you for $106.80?
Yes, sir. Do you have the account account number with you today?
Yeah, the account, let me see where that's at. Where is it on the invoice? 579-180-3-0001.
Thank you, Mama, to put this up for you. Okay, I'm putting up a canceled account. Can you verify your name and address on file?
Yeah, my name is Michael Petrie, P-E-T-R-Y. Address is 517 West Chicago Street, Elgin, Illinois, 60123.
Yes, sir. Okay. It do seems like you canceled on the 26th of March, and your refund was given back to you on the same day as well. So
yeah, but you
like
refunded
last...
to a credit card that I had discontinued because you charged my account $53.40. So now you owe me a check for $106.80.
Okay, so it seemed like the card that was charged, that's what the refund was put back on.
Well, okay, like I said, I turned over your invoice over to my attorney, and
yes,
it looks like you guys are going to have to pay attorney fees and court costs and all that, because if you're not going to send me a check, then I'm sure that my attorney will get the money out of you.
Yes, sir. The account is canceled. There was only one charge of the $53.40, and that was refunded the same time that you canceled.
No, you're incorrect. I'm sorry, sir, but I did not get that because I discontinued the credit card after you sent the first shipment. So your refund went nowhere. You need to send me a check.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we can't send it over because, like, the account is canceled, and it shows that you have your refund. They showed the refund was sent and everything. If you didn't receive it, you'll probably need to contact the bank so that they can give a processing, dispute the charge for you, because it does show that the $53.40 was given back to you on the 26th, like same day that
you
canceled action. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Where did you get my credit card number, and who authorized you to send me this piece of junk that you sent me?
I'm not sure, sir. It has your name and address and card on file, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that's why I turned it over to my attorney, because we're going to look into it about fraud. So anyways, you have a great day, and I'm sure I'll get my money and probably restitution from whatever this place, Eagle Moss. So you have a great day. I just wanted to warn you that I did turn it over to an attorney.
Yeah.
You might want to put that note, make a notation on the account.
Yes,
that
sir.
Litigation is possible.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment. Customer.
Because this was fraudulently sent to my house and fraudulently charged on my credit card. So we'll find out who did it.
He stated. That he did. Not ready. Okay. Okay, I just notated that on the account. Oh, it was also stated that he will be sending an attorney. Yes, sir. I'm just filling this out for you. Okay. Well, I just sent that over, add that to the account as well. Is there anything else I can assist with you today, sir?
No, thank you. Just wishing that you guys would have sent me a check instead of trying to send it back to a credit card that no longer exists.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize. Well, yes, sir, I just wanted to thank you for calling us at Eagle Moss Collections. I do hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Yes, sir.